Mount. It's probably the most quoted part of the Bible by people who don't necessarily profess faith in Jesus Christ. It's used by lots of people as a rule of life. And the start of that is a set of sayings of Jesus called the Beatitudes. So our reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning to read at the first verse, and we say, "Glory to Christ our Saviour." Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. I want to just think about two of those sayings of Jesus today. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. When I was little, the one thing you could guarantee in our house was that the kettle would always be warm. You'd never ever find a moment in the day when the kettle either hadn't been boiled recently or was going to be boiled. Because my mother doesn't have blood in her veins, she has tea. When she goes to the hospital and they do a count, they're counting how much blood there is in her tea stream rather than how much tea there is in her bloodstream. It's that way around. I want you to imagine that moment when you were really, really thirsty. Maybe a hot day, maybe a cold day. I find I get thirsty, really thirsty, on cold days as much as hot days. Maybe you're out and you've been busy, you haven't had a chance to stop. And you walk back through the door and someone says those blissful words, "Do you want a cup of tea?" "Sorry, I'm a bit thirsty. Told you this service would be about water. Is my hot water ready?" "It's on its way." Wonderful. Tea. There's nothing quite like a good cup of tea when you're thirsty. There's nothing quite like that feeling of that lovely hot cup of tea. How many people are feeling thirsty at this point? See, this is a sneaky trick, because what usually happens at the end of the service is that people that don't usually come to All Saints leave very quickly. Well, there's tea being served afterwards, so this is, thank you, a lovely hot cup of tea. One thing I forgot. Joyce, could you throw me a spoon, please? Not literally, but I have to say that to Joyce, because otherwise the spoon would come at several hundred feet per second down the church. A lovely hot cup of tea. You might even get the smell of it, because I drink Earl Grey tea, I'm afraid. So you might catch a wonderful whiff of, thank you Joyce, of tea. There we are. Ooh. Wonderful, wonderful cup of tea. Now, I haven't worked out what to do with this. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Absolutely. A wonderful cup of tea. You'll excuse me, because I actually didn't have chance for a decent cup of tea this morning before I came to church, because some remarkable thing happened for the first time in 5 years at the vicarage. Well, not at the vicarage, but our house. We slept in. Those of you who've got small children will know that that doesn't happen And we're finally getting to the stage where I might even get a line. I haven't had to set an alarm in the vicarage for 5 years. So, oh, it's wonderful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. And you know, a cup of tea is just not a cup of tea without a biscuit. So if you just talk amongst yourselves for a couple of minutes while I enjoy this. Jesus used images that we could understand. He talked about being thirsty. He talked about being lost. He talked about being found. He talked about being washed. Blessed are those, Jesus said, who hunger and thirst, not for tea and biscuits, which most of you are now hungering and thirsting for, but for righteousness. It's a strange idea. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. To be hungry and thirsty for right things to happen. For justice and for mercy to happen. That's what righteousness is about. It's about things happening the way we know they ought to happen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, not after tea or wine or beer or biscuits or chocolate. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who want God's perfect plan to happen, who want right things to happen, who want justice to happen, but who also want mercy to happen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Are you hungry for something? It might be in your career. You're desperate for that next promotion. Maybe you've been passed over a couple of times. I know that feeling. Because I worked in engineering for 8 years before I left and became a vicar. I know that feeling of seeing other people promoted when you're not. There's a hunger there. Some companies encourage that competition between staff. But I don't think that was what Jesus was quite talking about. Some of us are hungry and thirsty for affection. We've perhaps lived our childhoods without that affection from our parents, and we're hungry for that. We're looking for that wherever we can. And that can lead us into some unpleasant places. Or maybe, just maybe, you're hungry for something that you don't know. I don't know if that was a sign or just the power company having a problem. Maybe you're hungry for something you don't know. Maybe you're hungry for something beyond what you've got. Something that's more satisfying even than a cup of tea and a biscuit. One of the great leaders of the early church said, "Oh Lord, you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Maybe deep down inside what you're searching for is for God. Maybe that hunger inside you is a hunger that only Jesus can satisfy. Blessed are those, Jesus says, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's the promise to all those who put their faith and their trust in Jesus. That hunger to know whether there is something more to this life than just what we see will be filled. And I can say from my own experience and many people here, is filled again and again. Oh, that's a very nice cup of tea. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's a bit like when we're born, we're given a ticket to heaven. Admit one. God's children, he wants us to be with him. But the problem is we do things that sort of get in the way of that. We lie. It might not be a big lie. Might be a little lie. Might be a little lie to your boss about what went wrong on that last project. It might be a little lie on your expenses. It might be a little lie to family or friends. Yeah, it's only a white lie, just to keep things smooth within the family. We might steal. Now, I'm not expecting that many of you have been into the shop and stuff to dress into you, but you can steal more than just possessions. You can steal time. We can steal love. We can steal hope through what we say to people. We can take things from people that aren't ours to take without ever breaking the law. There are other words I could write on here. I'm sure you could fill them in. The problem is, after a little while, our ticket ends up looking rather grubby. With all sorts of things written on it. And then we discover, actually not the small print, but the big print. Invalid if defaced. It's like one of those scratch cards where there's always that little bit on the bottom of a scratch card that says void if removed. And I always scratch it off when I've done, because I always want to see what's underneath it. You know, those freebie scratch cards that come with the papers, void if removed, and you scratch it off. Just go, because I'm nosy like that. But it makes it invalid. My ticket doesn't work anymore. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. If anyone were able to stay pure for the whole of their life, to not sin once in any way, they would be able to see God. Maybe they would be able to have a word with God on our behalf. Maybe they'd be able to do something about my grubby ticket. Well, the good news is, somebody did, and somebody has, and somebody will. And the image of it is just up there. Because on the cross, he takes our grubby tickets, and he says, I'll deal with that one. And with that one. And with that one. And with that one. And with that one. Jesus says, I'll deal with those. There's a new ticket to heaven. To be with God now and forever. And sadly, we know that that ticket's going to get dirty as well. But the best thing about this new ticket is it's got slightly different big print on the back. If defaced, please apply in person. And that is the good news. Blessed are the pure in heart. Those who stayed pure, well, actually, there was only one. And those who apply in person and whom Jesus makes pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And that is the promise to all who put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, that we will see God. And I can speak to you from my experience and from the testimony of probably more than half of this congregation that's gathered, that we have seen God at work in our lives and in the lives of people around us. It's my hope and my prayer that we'll see God at work in Hayden's life and in Kira's life. Blissfully asleep in the front row there. It's my hope and my prayer that we will see God at work in each and every one of your lives. For that's the truth. We are given a free gift of God, a free gift of life. And we're given a new ticket that has new rules. That means if we fall and if we fail, if it gets grubby again, we can apply in person to Jesus. And he will clean us just as the water cleans on the inside. And he'll allow us into God's presence. Blessed are the pure in heart. Either those who remain pure, of which there was only one, and those who are made pure because of what he did, for they will see God. Amen.